The Gemara in Chulin, Vayd Sigur ben Melicha, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, examined three members of Shmuel. The first member of Shmuel, Einam Basi Yitzim Nei Damoi, Elamon Kei Malcha Yafo Yafo, Madicha Yafo Yafo. Blood doesn't come out of a piece of meat until you salt it very well, until you do a docha very well. Ad kam the member, the Mingjan of Hunno, of Dimo. Let's move weiter in the Simon Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Tes. We see over here that we have to get the dam out. You have a piece of meat, you have blood inside. How do you get it out? We'll see the two ways of getting it out. One is through salting, one would be through tzli, through roasting. We have to get the dam out. So really, you have to be machtin for this Indian of Melicho, of Simon Samach Tes and onward till Simon Ayin Ches. You have to be machtin the Indian of dam, the loch of the dam. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, right before Melicho, the sugya of dam. So what is the Indian of dam? Let's go, we mark them first, the sugya of dam. It says in the Torah, in Parsha Tzav, the chol dam l'seichu b'chol moshe seichem l'eifu b'heima. The law in the Torah not to eat any dam of an animal, of a b'heima, of a eif, and the chai is nichol in the b'heima. And kol nefesh shatoichol kol dam v'nichosa ha-nefesh ahu me'ameha. You didn't get chorus for it. Repeated again, these lav and achimoyt in Pashas Re'ei. The five lav in the Torah, they count the tag mitzvahs as one, but the five lav in the Torah, the person cannot eat dam. So it sounds like dam is the issur in the Torah. So first, there is dam, there is blood, that is mutar min haTorah. The Gemara increases, brings down four cases. We'll start first with three. Four cases that are mutar min haTorah. The first three are dam shvatim, blood that comes out of shvatim or bugs. Second case is dam chagovim, blood comes out of grasshoppers. The third case is dam dogim, blood that comes out of fish. Now what comes out by dam shvatim, the Gemara over there says mitzad dam min achayiv. Yichayim mitzad shvatim, not mitzad dam. Dam chagovim negate us, not really negate that much. Doesn't really seem that we don't have grasshoppers. But dam dogim, salocho, when you get a package from the store, you see, there's blood there, posh blood. What is halacha? It's mutter min haTorah. Mutter, that's the Rambam Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Lichaylik. Come on, the Gemara, Ksubis, and increases. And the Gemara over there writes that even though min haTorah is mutter, however, there is a min haBonon. Why mitzad maris ayin? A person sees dam, eating dam, he thinks he's eating from a trade animal, or from an animal, and there's a lav min haTorah, this is sometimes called the lav min haTorah. Therefore, there is mitzad maris ayin. Therefore, what is the way around Marasayin? You put the kaskasim, with scales inside the dam, and it's very nicker, that's blood from fish, and fish is mutter, therefore won't be any problem. That's when we came across it, when you learned in Bosa B'cholav and Simpe Zayin, the sugya of Marasayin, by Cholav Isho, Ukadoimo, on cases like that, with etzim and mutter, over there, where the whole time the core of Inna Marasayin by Bosa B'cholav, over there, looking at the dakimosh, the core is in dam. And you want to know how to take care of my ayin by dam dogim? Basically, it's the same sugya of that of bosom cholov. However, whatever the term apply by bosom cholov and simpe zayim, those are the same exact terms that apply by the case of dam of dogim. So again, it comes out dam of dogim in the Torah is mutter. The rabbanon is the ma'as ayin. Ma'as ayin means when you think it's dam of an animal. However, if you take care of it, you put kaskasim inside, then it'll be mutter. The fourth thing that's mutter, the Gemara in Ksubis, not Samach, right, is the Adam, the blood of a person is mutter. Why? The Gemara brings down a Pasuk, Malagiru, who tamei blood malchish naim tamei. The blood of an animal is tamei, Mashenki, the blood of a person is mutter. The Gemara over there writes that the milk of a person is mutter, minatayra, and the blood of a person is mutter, minatayra. However, the Gemara's Mamshech, it says, but still there's an Issa one's parish. The way how it's brought down in the Gemara and among the Rishonim and the Paiskim is clear. It says, let's say you have blood inside your mouth. No, you have blood inside your mouth. Avada, you can swallow it, no problem. You have blood inside your mouth, blood inside your mouth. Avada, you can swallow it. However, you eat bread, you take bread out, you take a bite, and you take the piece out of your mouth, and there's blood on the ends. The loch of the Gemara says, if you go, or if you eat an apple and you take it out, the loch is you see there's blood in it because you don't have good gums, there's blood in it. The loch is you have to go or you have to do a docha, wash it off. And once it's washed off, it's mutl chathchila, no problem. So we have also an iser, the rabbanon, when it's parish. However, inside your mouth is mutter. Now, Be'etzem, there's a tumult among the Rishonim. What exactly is the Geder? Is the Geder of Dam Odom, that this Isser Drabonon, it's just like Dam Chagovim? It's the same exact thing, like blood by fish, is the same exact aloha, and the Gdom of Ma'as Ayin by fish, that a hecker, or really if it makes it nicker that's coming from fish, will be mutter. Who would if it's nicker coming from person, will be mutter? Well, no, this Dam is a special Gzeir that Dam of person is parish to Ma'as Zolfa. Bir Adover. Push the case, you have a finger, you have a cut on your finger, and blood's coming out from the cut. What's the aloha in that case? You have a blood coming out. Is Maisa, everyone sees clearly it's coming from a person. The very nick is coming from a person. Atzad Hasheni, but Maisa, it's not inside your mouth. They see it. What is he saying over there? So Be'etzem, the Pashas is, as the Minchas Yaakov explained, the Mafalkis, Rashi, and Tosfos. The way what Tosfos writes increases in Chav Alpha and Beis, he's very clear. He says, if you have a cut on your finger, you have to put your mouth and suck it, no problem. Why? The whole is in Mitzad. People see blood. It's on the apple. It's on the bread. They'll think blood must come from an animal. It comes from an animal. There's a bayam and sad ma'as ayin. If when it's nick, it comes from a person. How about its mutter? If you have a cut on your finger, you'll have it inside your mouth. And so Hasheni read Rashi in Ksubas. Rashi is saying, what do you say it's also? People will think that just like blood of a person, it's not the mahalach hadarach to eat a person. And therefore, people don't eat people, and they see you eating blood of a person, they'll think also the blood of an animal also you're allowed to eat. Not that you say that they think this blood over here is a blood of an animal. They know it's the blood of a person. But you say that they think just like a blood of a person is you're allowed to eat, who is the blood of an animal you're allowed to eat. Therefore, if it's inside your mouth, like the Chazi Le Rashi says, no one sees it, no baya. But when a person sees it, and see the Echlam is a cunny thing, and he puts it in his mouth, he sees eating dam, and he's not machal between a person and an animal. Therefore, the Firashi should be also. They said it's not, they think it's the blood of an animal, they know it's the blood of a person. They think a person is just like an animal, allowed to eat a person who didn't let eat the blood of an animal. Therefore, comes down, Pashas, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, you have a cunny on a finger, what's the loch, I'll put to your mouth, and that's Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Alocho, have a place in Paskin, that's him, it's a Machlokes. However, Roy Paskin, Lamaisa, or Mako, Prechodesh, Kvetzi, Plaitzi, and Rajman, and Shia says, Roy Paskin, Lamaisa, Mako, and you'll put we have a cone finger, you'll put it to your mouth. That's what I do, that's a Roy Paskin, or Hagam again, that's Roy Paskin would disagree. Now, there are cases, like Kuli Amor, the Lahura is going to be Mutu, also, they won't put Machlokes, Rashi, places. One case they say, let's say you have a cone finger, and the blood dried up. Now it's not nicked on your finger anymore. It's like an apple. The Elukuliyam Sai Rashi and Sai Taisus for my sister should be offered. That's one case before everyone will agree it's offered. A second case before everyone will agree it's offered, will agree it's motive. In the case, forget, if I carried inside your finger, it's not dripping from your finger. It's on your finger, but inside your finger still. It didn't come out. What the loch be in that case? In that case, again, l'chur l'chur be mutter, because like a chazilai, do like inside your mouth, like a chazilai is mutter, says that flaw. L'chur, as we're done by the Dakatruva, l'chur who did also when you have a cut on your finger, you suck it out, also l'chur could be kuram mutter. Now, some of them want to be derived from Milo. Milo can really answer three ways. One way you can say that Milo is Malka Mitzvah, the one geyser. Or you can say, Echnami, sucking out l'chur is mutter, but also l'chur is the third way to answer. But the Knesset HaGedolah says, they also look at the Amri B'motu. The Shalach, can you brush your teeth? When you brush your teeth, you take it out, you have bad gums. The loch is on the toothbrush. There's blood there. Are you allowed to put the toothbrush back inside your mouth? Are you allowed to? There's blood there. Just like if an apple can put it back inside. Who didn't toothbrush? Who says you can put it back inside? Come to the Knesset HaGedolah, and the Yad Yehuda brings it down, the back of Tshuva, the Padva and the Cheshva Ephod. He has a Tshuva about it, and the Kovitz called Torah Chavet Nun. Well, there he says that the whole thing is what you might swallow it. It's the derech of toothpaste, by most people, except my kids, the derech is to spit it out. The derech spit out. There's no gzerach. Why? Cause no one sees you eating it. They think you spit it out. So again, it comes out. We have four times as mutter min ha-Torah blood. However, by dam of Odom and dam of Hagovah mice, we have a gzerach. The gedder of dam dogim l'mais, the gzerach is ha-Maris ayin, and therefore anything makes it nickers, the dam of a dog will be mutter. Dam of a person, machlokes, the ikr of a person will notice just like dam dogim. However, by case where it's yavesh, the kulam also, the case is sucking out and never came out, kulam is mutter. The case of a toothbrush, when you're spitting it out, also the kulam will be mutter. But those are the cases where it's mutter matayo, by those four. Next level is, what about an animal in and of itself? The Torah calls it a koros, sometimes it's a lav. If you look in Siman Samach Zayin, the Rambam, that's in the Poskim, there are three different levels by an animal itself. Again, the Torah writes clearly, an oifim behemah is Issim HaTorah. And Chayei B'chal behemah. What is the level, what is the Issim? So, Be'etim, there are three madrigas in an animal itself. There's something they get koros for, there's something that Allah for, and something that's better than water. Same in the Torah, same in the Abonim. Three different levels. Koros is something that's Dama Nefesh. When you do Shechita, and blood comes out, and it died due to that, if Neshama was toil upon it, that's Dama Nefesh. Dama Nefesh, you get Koros. Aleph. Beis, the second Dama, that's not Dama Nefesh. It came out of the animal when it's alive, or after it passed away, when it was dead. That Dama is called Dama Evorim. It's not Koros. However, it's still Osma Torah, it's alive. That means you have a shear, you get malchus for it, less than shear, hatshi osim atayil. This is the third level. Something that's not Polish, or not coming to be Polish. In that case, what's the halacha going to be? It's mutter. It's mutter, chutz maybe the shef of the Rambam Shita, but it goes how the place can go, like we come out over Yishonim and after as well in the Chulin, that in that case, when there's dam inside a piece of meat, and there's a raw piece of meat, it then come out, that oimid to come out, not trying to come out, the loch is his mutter. So again, it comes out what? Now, dam. What happens over here? Yeah, blood. Blood that when it's dam evorim, it's alav, dam neshom, it's koris. And when it's not Polish at all, not only to be Polish, Allah is going to be mutter. So it should come out as brought on Shulchan Aruch. Take your raw piece of meat, allowed to eat it, no problem. You have raw piece of meat, it's blood, it didn't do melicha, it didn't do tzli. Comes out to Shulchan Aruch, not like the Rambam says, no problem, you can go eat it. This is a bayah. Based upon what we learn over here by us, it's Sif Aleph, there's a problem. The Mechaber says, and we'll get to the reasons for it, that you have to do Adocho. Six different reasons. Might you have to do Adocho. Let's say you do Adocho. Adocho Yishayno. You did not do Malich yet, and you cut it. You chotach it. What's Adocho? Says the Mechaber, you have to do Adocho again. Says Ramov, don't do Adocho again. Lav Klumhu, it's nothing. Give it Egil Maitis. Why Lav Klumhu, do the whole Pachas have to Rubo? Fine, but Maisha Moses love Klumhu. When you cut it, you have to adocha again. That means you have this raw piece of meat that you're allowed to eat. Before you eat it, avada, you have to wash it. Wash the avada, you have to wash it. You have to wash it. Then once you have to wash it, what happens? You're taking the bite into it. You bite into it, on both sides is dam. The dam, how can you swallow it? How can you have a piece inside your mouth? You bit into it, there's dam on the surface. Dam on the surface is back to Nisidaraiso. Back to Nisidaraiso. A bomb kasha. And that's for this reason that those are Choshulchan or Ksaboysim void. What time I goofa, that's why Rambam might say you cannot eat a raw piece of meat. Why? Not mitzad to get not mitzad that you hold can that Chazal Umtza is not mutter. Chazal Umtza is mutter. Except they won't say Pshan Rambam is why, because when you bite into it, it comes out down on the surface again. It's kasha. So first, what's Pshan over here in this reason why I need to do Adocho after you cut it? What's the reason after Adocho, after it's chotach? The word of the Shach is, mitzad duchcha de sakino. As duchcha. Do the pressure of the knife. Look at the Gilu Masho, we have a page, it brings down a pichodosh. It says the reason is even not as duchcha, even if you cray, rip it with your hands. First, what's the soy, the pshat over here, in the Smechav Adar Mal, but when it's chotach was caught, Machlok is, what's going on over here? What's the soy over here? Is the soy like the Shach says, mitzad duchcha de sakino, the pressure of the knife? All they say is do the piri chodesh, nothing to do with the pressure. Stam matal kuei, ripping it. And those go like a shach, chavadas, koch masodim, chavad chayim nidchei yisrael. And my son is also chodesh with the piri chodesh. Two shittas. So it comes out, this is its kasha, build it up. One is, the feet of the piri chodesh, you rip it with your hands. The maiso, dam comes out on top, you have a chiv, go do a doch and doch a molim. So you take a bite. The maiso, dam comes on top, the maiso, I can shoot or swallow it. We only allow to. Why is it mutter? It's brought down that way also by Chaim and Simon Shin Ches by Meshvua. It's brought down in Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Yud Ches by a Chayla who's sick. You do Shechita for him. A boy is allowed to eat the meat on Shabbos even though he didn't do Bishon, not Melicha. Why? It's Chazin L'Omtzo. It's brought down again in Simon Shin Chafal from the Meshvua. Why? When you take a bite into it, what happens? The dam comes out right on top of it. According to Pre-Chadosh Shom Yishver. Next stage. Let's say even if you go with the Shach that said Duchat HaSakino. Let's clarify here, a shiloh. Ulasdoka means pressure of the knife. What happens with your teeth when teeth take a bite out of it? Is it actually like the kudos akino? Or is it in the mitzvah atma? It's not actually like the kudos akino. Look at the chavadas. And he clears the shayla. He says he wants to bring a right that a knife is that good knife. Mashkin, using your teeth, that's like a rare, therefore be mutter. It's not bring a raya. If not, how can you eat raw piece of meat? Meister by case of a, over there discussing my chatul, a cat that takes a bite of it, he ends up saying tzarchin. You look over here, by us on the page of Pesach Shuvah, he brings down a chavadas, a cat takes a bite of it, he blames tzarchin. So even noch os, who hold the meister, that it's even, like the shach, let's say, holds dafka ducha the skino, maybe a knife is not on ducha the skino. Void, if you want to do more, better the swarm say that true the chavdas is derived from chatul, but my swarm are noita, vada chatul, a cat, a bite, teeth should not be worse than ducha the skino, the vada should be machmer. The chavdas ends off, elamai, if you want to go with pichoda, she will say, using your teeth is like stucco, and off must be that you're not chewing, you swallow. You swallow it without chewing, and therefore it's not being caught. Chiddush Otsum, that's what the Doichik himself writes. Moish and Shuvah also this way, he brings down the Chavadas, and he brings down the Pichodosh, and says, the feed them, it's Mahalach, must be you swallow it. It's the Pelo. A couple of reasons, as the first, as a Tzodak writes in Shuvah, he writes, first of all, what is the theme of the Poskim is not the way. You learn the Sugyo, and Chulunat as well, they're showing the Poskim and Simon Samuel Zayin. No one says that Yehu can't chew. The thing calls them to go chew and Salaf. It's a very important thing that's missing. Bezes, read the Meshavua, he's very clear that way, in Alpha Shabbos, the Meshavua, he writes that a play Odom should die to Miyafa, Kaisis Sim Bosachai, he chews raw piece of meat, he chews it. And Meshavua goes on, writes over there, and it's talking about when you do that doch reform for the dam on top of it. Not talking about when there's an elichah. He writes, the doch must have the dam on top of it. And he says, go chew, it's no problem. Now, Agav, Maestah, every time you take a bite out of it, a bite of the piece that's out, look where you do have to wash. Any mouth you go with, you're going to have to wash the piece that's out. No matter the piece that's inside your mouth. Maestah, how can you chew that? Maestah's dam on top of it. So, again, we have this kasha, how in the world can you eat a raw piece of meat, which is called willat la'alocho, and to say they're talking about swallowing it, like the Chavadas wants to taino. The Moshe wants to taino, is a doich amoid. So what's the teretz? Again, so we have three ways of answering. One is, again, either swallowing it with a doich. A second way of answering it, however, Tzodok writes in Teretz 3, he wants to taino dim yuchid and sakin. Why? Because when you cut a sakin, and when you take it away, the moment you take it away, then the dam comes out. Mashenki wants a taina, when you're chewing, it's constantly chewing, there's a constant ducha there, then the dam doesn't come out. Chiddush, you'd have a beer, but Maisi said, about it's mutter, and this is how you're trying to answer, he said why it's mutter. And with the Ikka, the main malach of the place can go, the Kantayoino, the Ukasaboysim, the Yad Yehuda, the Oid, they want taina, that the whole together of that's Purish from the piece of meat and out, to make it from being mutter inside the piece of meat to out, to make it the lavna tayo. It's afterwards been pushed into the oil into the world. They have different rayas. For example, they say the loch is clearly, you have water with bugs inside, that's mokum, with a magadol, rabise, where they grew up in. The loch is, you're allowed to drink the water with the bugs, no problem at all. Except when the bugs come out and go back in, then it came into an isra there. So that's the bayah of the water in the America, in New York, has a bug problem. They also discussed that the bugs come out, then come out, because it stayed inside, they grew there, but it's 100% mutter. Otherwise, once it comes out, then it comes out to be an issur min ha-Torah. So the fact that achronim, the maaser, how in the world can you drink it? The moment you drink it, it comes out from the water, goes inside your palate, inside your mouth. Maaser, it went out as parish. Well, they discussed also by vegetables, by food. It says also you have tlaim, bugs that are inside your vegetables, as mokum and bisei me'atoyah, and me'rabon is mutter to eat 100%, no problem. Alamai, when you chew it, it comes out of being parish. Alamai, derech achilo, when going inside your mouth, is not considered parish. Parish means it went out into the veld. Inside your mouth is not considered went out into the veld, and therefore me'atoyah to the parish. That's the ikumach they go with. So again, the veld one time, they said the Ramam ma'at why chosim so often for this reason, because ma'at is the dam on top of it. However, the loch is close to the place, we don't go this way. Again, Zayin has Simon Shin Yuchas, Nukhul Shabbos, Zayin Simon Samar Zayin by Dam. in the Odeya. However, it's quote also allowed to shoot among the Paiskim. And not the Malach Ilah swallow the Mai was the Heter. Either the other Tiferet Tzvi, like I said, the Mahalach again, like it's not considered being Parish, it's still considered as if it's inside, it's Derech HaChilosai, it's not considered being Parish. Fine. So Akan, again, we have three different levels of an animal. We have an animal that's Dam, that's Tohen Neshama, Dam HaNefesh, which occurs. There's Dam Evorim, which is love, and there's something that's not Parish, which is Mutter. So what do you think, by the way? The Pashtus is that why we're taking the dam out of this piece of meat, because what happens? You can take this piece of meat, you can go cook it, the blood can go in and out, once it goes in and out, it's the carcass. Therefore, the Pashas, what is the Yisrael with Noam Melicha for, is to take out this blood, and this blood is a problem, Isma Torah, Avalam Matorah, Avalai Sechelu, Homash Seichem, dam. However, there's Nocha Gemara, Nochas, Dach Chopalas, the Gemara over there discusses, Zero, Bayo. The Gemara over there says the dam shebishlu and dam shemolchu. The loch is it's going to be, it's not ur kaparo, it's not ur lakravo, and therefore it ain't overlove. It's ain't overlove. Not over for it. And what exactly has been ain't overlove? The shaila among the poskim, the achronim. What exactly we showing about them? What does it mean? So the those one taina ain't overlove maybe means daf for kodshim. Someone say daf means. For Kuris, or Alav, but it might still also not Torah. As long as those of what Machalik can say, that Gemara means specifically for those cases over there, or someone even say, we don't Paskin, like if you don't Ziri. Fine. Vicar, however, where the Paskin, Torah Chattis, by Osam and Samachtes, or the Taz and Shach, Maisa by Paskin, they say the Dam Shabishlu and Dam Shemochu, the Maisa is Mutum Minat Torah. You have blood and a piece of meat, and you cook the mice and mutter and terror. You came across it each one. Only had a shachar in Sin Pei Zayin. Over there, it said in Sif Vav in the beginning, the Mechaber is discussing, let's say you cook both of them together, it's also not terror. And if you cook together, damp the cholov, says the Mechaber, ain loikin alav mishum bosa b'cholov. Roshan Rambam, ain loikin alav mishum bosa b'cholov. In fact, the Beis Yosef and the shachar, mice mishum bosa b'cholov, ain loikin alav b'chol. And the might in local of Shem Bosu B'chol, they get Malkus and why B'Shem Dam? They want Taino, Beis Yosef and Ashach, Agami and Shcholkim, but the Beis Yosef and Ashach, they all Dam Shabishu L'Mais is awesome in Atayro. End of the Shach over there in the Sin Pei Zayin, and now in Kaimelon, we all Dam Shabishu L'Mutim in Atayro, only in the Rabbonim. The Shach is very clear, they're Paskin, Dam Shabishu L'Mais is Mutim in Atayro, only in the Rabbonim. That's the Shach Shito. We came across the Taz, the Ech Agav, and some Gof Yud, which we'll get back to later on in the Simen. The Taz of their discussing, let's say an Isha is not sure if she's in Licha or not. So, Maiso, can you eat a piece of meat? Is it Savdar Bon or Savdar Aiso? Come on, the Taz, and you want to Taino, that should be a Savdar Bon, Dam Shabishlo, Dinah Bon, and therefore the piece of meat should be Motor. Now, the Shach and Gof Yud, Batim argues on this, and also by us in the Guzik Kesev, because he gets involved in the Cheskis Isser, and Savdar Bon, Cheskis Isser, and Maiso, Yafi Machmer. So it comes out we have a Taz and we have a Shach, the Mice, they both agree that Dam Shabishlu, what's Alocha, Dam Shabishlu is only a din, Midyabonon. Atal Hasheni, Tomal Chsam Seif and Shuvo, and he writes that Gam the Taz and Shach agree. It's one of the few times that we learn Shachanach Numuth, they always seem to disagree. Here's one of the times they agree. So the Chsam Seif and Shuvo and Yerdeisim and Ayin, the scheme will call Dola Achem, Lebosa Shach for Taz. The Maisa, there's no chorus. However, the Maisa is the Raisa over love. The Yidiko, it's like a love me Iker. The Maisa says, even when the Tam and Shach agree that it could be Jabonim, the Pesach can afterwards say it's the Maisa is the Raisa. Now, the Maisa, he says, but everyone agrees afterwards, the Maisa is not that simple. They can still look among the Achoinim. The Maisa still holds this job model after Tal and Shach. The Maisa is a Chavadas. He's the same generation as Sam Seifer. It's the Kiva Eger, Sam Seifer's father-in-law. It's Aruch HaShulchan afterwards, the Prima Gadim. And Bekir, the newest Paiskim are Noit L'Hokul. And the Bekir, the Paiskim are Noit L'Hokul, says the Rabbonim. However, you should just know, there's a large Chalik that says the Chashash Tereiso. The Pesach Sam Seifer, the Chachmas Odom passed away, the Yad Yehuda passed away, those are the crazy passed away, the Choshes, the Maisa, it's a Choshes that way, Maisa, it's a Din Tereiso. Come among the Paiskim, the Maholik, the Paiskim, the Abon, the Raiso, And the halacha is we're more neiter if the rabbanon, but maybe the other might be nafkamina. One may nafkamina can be mekel or not. Tazim shach one says rabbanon can be mekel. Tazim sheni if it's derais tavarato derais luchumu. But the nafkamina we'll get to later on in the simon is how long you have to melicha for. We have a machlokes how long a mill is. If you do melicha 18 minutes or 24 minutes, says the chachma tzadik very simple about 24. Tam shibishlus din derais. Says the Yadashim, Avad is 18, why? Dam Shubishlus Jabonim, Vikain of Kain, the newest Nafkaminas, but Mavin Yavin. The shell is of what the loch of Dam Shubishlu is. It Dam Shubishlu Jabonim, then there I saw. Machlek is a poiskim. What also in this case, we're discussing Dam Shubishlu. There are different ways of taking the blood out. One way is Shubishlu. If we have to do Malicho, let's say do Malicho, and the blood comes out through Malicho. Now you have the blood over here also. Is now the blood going to be an Ister Isa or not? Again, the Gemara Menachos over there discussing both Dam Shabishlo and Dam Shemolchu. And over there, the Gemara said, Dam Shabishlo ain't over love, and Dam Shemolchu ain't over love. You're not either over, not really kapar. Now Rashi over there explains why. Malicha is kereseach. Malicha, just like sleep. That really means beer, the mice, what you say in the swerve for it. Because we know, we learn in Simon Kofay, that Bishlo is a process of being washed something or cooking something. It's the gate of Shabbos, the gate of Bas B'cholov. Atzal Hashani, the inno of Melicha, inno of Kvisho, that's not a Maisa Bishol. It's a Maisa Mavl to Mavliya, transferring Tam, absorbing Tam, giving out Tam, but it's not a Maisa Bishol. So Maisa, why in the world should Dam Shem Olchoi ain't evil of? Dam Shem Olchoi is not a Maisa Bishol. So you look over there, on the side of the Choynim, they explain, is that it is because when you have dam that's mixed inside with melach and came out through melach and makes into a nayer Indian, a berry that came over here. It's like a tam chodesh that came into the world. Just like dam shabishu, it's a new thing, it changed the mohosa davar. Who didn't dam shemochu also not roil mizbech and some urba a tam chodesh, and therefore it's not roil akrova, because also like a new berry, it's a new thing that came over here. So again, it comes down dam shabishu, when I took it's drabonon. Dam shemochu also, the shach and the taz and the paiskim and noitis drabonon. What about dam that came out through Kvisho? So there, again, those who hold the deraiso by Molchoi and Bishlo, why do they hold that comes out by Kvisho? It's going to be deraiso. But what about those who hold that come out, that the other two cases by Malicho and by Bishlo, Drabonon, what's the case through Kvisho? It's stuck for 24 hours. So Alocha says the Pirim Godim, that true, we have the Yisoi, that dam should Bishlo, Drabonon. However, the whole entire Yisrael could change the Mohus HaDover. Bishul, or Malicha, why it's Tam Chodosh? Imagine in Kovash, there's nothing new, nothing different over here. They ever come on the Pim Golem, says it's their Yisrael. Therefore, we have this Poiskim switch. Again, Dam Shabishul, the right, the Rabbonim, Dam Shemochu, the Rabbonim, however, Dam Shekovshu, the Maestro, be a Din, their Yisrael. So again, what comes out from what we learned until now, we went through a Bagdomo of Negate to Dam before we get to us to Malicha. And Be'etzim, again, we have four things that are mutter, chagovim, dam, shrotim, and odom. Meister dogim and odom had it in the ma'asayim. Meister locha be'er chayv oif, it depends on two different levels for it. So, dam evorim and meister zalav, dam and nefesh is chorus. If it's true, meister be mutter, chos umtza, pashas, when you eat it, you can chew it. Why? Because it's derech achilo. Now, why are you taking the blood out? Mice Machlik is Dam Shabishlo and Malchu Dabon Derais, who were more noitous than the Rabbonim. So it comes down to Mice, why in the world are we taking out the blood by us? Why doing Malicha? What's the whole entire story that's in the Tamach Tev? You know why? We are the Rabbonim. And why else? Ister Rabbonim, this blood after cooking and being Ister Rabbonim, we're coming to save yourself from Ister Rabbonim. And Mice, who says Dam helps? So the Rukh is a voice and discuss it, and we'll say, Talach Moshe Messinai. But Mice, what is our whole entire Simon coming to do? Take out the Dam. What's the problem with Dam? Says numerous places in the Shachan Taz, why? Because if you don't do that, you go cook the piece of meat, and you have either an Issa Drabonim, Issa Drabonim. So with that done, let's come and learn Alasig now. Sif Alva discussed the Inyan Vadocha Rishayna. I mean, this is the stages of the Madregas of the cooking process, of the Malicha process. We'll go through stage after stage, via Vadocha Rishayna. That will be the waiting period, and third level will be the Malicha, and the fourth level will be Niput. The fifth level will be Adach HaChoyno, V'keinu V'keinu. First level, Sif Aleph, is the first level during Adach HaRishayno. Where's it coming from? The Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says from Afuna, Moelach Madiach. The Matisa says Madiach Moelach Madiach. Like Pligi, it depends if the Sheikhet or the Beit Hashchita, they did Adacha first or not. We see clearly in the Gemara we have to do two things. We have to do first Adacha, then we have to do Melicha, and then we have to do Adacha Achorino. The Shaila is, why in the world are we doing Adacha for? Why? Again, why? We can't get the dam out. Again, you could flee with the Melicha, but why are we doing Adacha for? So among the Svarim, they divide up in different ways. Two Shitas, three Shitas, five, six, seven. Some quote six this way, some quote six that way. I like to just keep it to everyone over here by us, so like Domo, or the Prim Godom, he wrote the six Shitas. And the Gamma, the Shach and Taz is a little bit different. Try to stick with what the Prim Godom goes, how he says it, go through his six different Shitas, and the Nafkaminas between them. Also, everyone here, I assume we can take the Ram the Chemiz Bechino. That's Mamish's first question. What are the reasons, what the Nafkaminas are? I took the Opinot, because that was also the question in my test. Fine, so what are the Swaz, what are the Nafkaminas? First, the Ikka, there are two main Swaras. The two things that come to say what we're doing it, what are we coming to do, and each one has what the reason behind it. What are we coming to do is better than two Shitas. It could be that's what the Shachatas mean. What are we coming to do? The two things here, are we coming to worry about the dam on the outside of the problem, or are we coming to worry about the dam on the inside? There's one group of Rishonim that why are we doing a Dacha, why are we doing it for, and not why. What are we doing? We're coming to get the dam on the inside of the problem. There's a dam on the inside, and we want to get it out. How are we going to get it out? That's one group of Rishonim. The way they say it over, the Rand Malach is the dam in the inside of the problem, so you have to make sure it's soft. The way the Prim Godom says it over, the problem is the outside. Just make sure the pun of the soft. A second Malach, they call the Yesh Omer the Mordechai, is that also we're trying to get the dam on the inside. And how to get the dam inside, we have to soften the whole entire piece. The whole entire piece. Again, we're worrying about the dam inside. Third Malach is the Rosh, also discussing about the dam inside is the Baya. If you're not, you don't do a Docha, and therefore it won't be Nimlok Ha'igin, will happen. It will not come out the Shefar, and then it'll come out and go back inside, and therefore it'll be left inside. Therefore, for this reason, if you don't do a Docha, it won't be Pilek Ha'igin, and therefore the dam will come out and go back inside. So similar to what the Rambam Mordechai is saying, except their only problem is what's going to happen, it won't come out. The Rosh is saying, also, it'll come out, but it'll go back inside. But what is each one saying the problem is? The problem is the dam inside is the Baya. Again, we have one problem, we're trying to take care of the dam inside. How do we take care of it? We soften the outside, soften the whole piece, or we should make sure the dam inside doesn't go in and out. That's one group of Rishonim. Second group of Rishonim is, no, there's a problem, there's dam in and top of the piece. And that's going to afflict us. That's the problem. What are you trying to do? Get rid of the dam that's on top of it. Why? We'll have two reasons why. But the problem is the baya is the dam that's on top of it. One mahalach of the dam on top of it, the ram brings down through all, and one for the basis. That says that after you put melicha on top of the boxer, the dam is going to be piled out from the boxer, and be piled when it finishes being piled, whether it's 12 hours or 24 hours, after that time, the dam at the top will go back inside and be dam and display inside. So what's the problem? The dam at the top will go inside. A second malach, they call this max malach, is that not only will the dam go inside, like the Rosh says, after it finishes being part of the dam is inside, however, the dam and the top will go in right away, the dam and will go in right away, and that dam and it can't get out. Just be a dover, to be clear, something called damben, something called damplito. Damben, you have a cup of blood. Damben stands by itself, is by itself. You put it on a piece of meat and goes inside the meat, you can't take it out to melicha anymore. The only thing that melicha can do is take out the dam that's inside. Or the dam that went on top and went back inside is called damplito, according to some Rishonim. Once it stands by itself, it's called damben. What the smack is worrying about is the dam that's on top, he's calling that damben. And when you do melicha, what's going to happen, even though the dam is coming inside out, the dam on top will go in and that won't come out. And therefore, the baya is a dam on top, and the dam on top will be called dam ben, and that will go in right away. Okay, third shita, let me now from Mordechai. The Mordechai says is that the problem is the dam on top. Why? Because the melch he put there will be laya inside the dam on top, and we're not going to be pilot the dam is inside. Again, what's the problem? Come and get rid of the dam on top. So again, the second group of Rishonim is, what's the bayah? The dam on top. Either dam on top, like the Rosh says, will go in after 12 hours, or the Smak says, they're going right away, or the Mordechai says, the dam on top will affect the mouth when I've cut it to be part of the dam that's inside. Right, those are the six of Rishonim who explain, who come to do two separate things. What's the nafkamina between the different Rishonim? So, but maybe the other numerous ones, you read the Prim Golem, we discussed it. Let's say some basic ones over what we're learning by us right now. One is, how long do you have to do adacha for? Is enough to do adacha muetet? When you do adacha muba, do you need a half hour or do you need a little bit? If the tam is only to take over the damas on top and not to soften it, and about adacha muetet is good. If you need to soften it, the whole entire piece, you need adacha muba, one afkamino. Another afkamino is you cut it after you. The Ramah says, Mechavah says you have to wash it afterwards. It might really depends on what the reason is. If the reason is to make it soft, it still is soft. If the reason is to dam the end of it, you have to adocha afterwards. Same thing you do with Malich without adocha. Where it helps do adocha shainis. Really, we'll get to the phase. It's good with the Evet, not good with the Evet. According to the reason that it's come to soften it, according to the time of the Mordechai, Maisa go do adocha again, because Maisa, nothing when it says the Bayah. According to the other Tzadim, Maisa, according to the Damas Mark, is a problem. Same thing, you have Shishim against the Shishim versus Chaticho, or Shishim versus Dam that's on top of it. According to the time of the Mordechai, according to the time of Softing, Maisa will be Yafi Machmer. Both times can be Michael. Okay, and if you want to see different Nafkaminas, I'm a Dani Osher, over here in Simavov, he has like 10 different Nafkaminas, he goes through it. What's the Nafkaminas between the timing? The Shalom now, the Maisa is, what is the Ikatam? Again, we have six different reasons, come to two different things, and we have numerous nafkaminas. What's the ikka halacha nafkaminas? What happens? You do not do adacha rishon. You didn't do a lamaisa. What's the halacha? That comes along to the bays. The Mechaber writes, Malach v'adiach tchilo, what's the halacha? Yidichenu v'yimlechenu shenis. Then he brings up yesh oisrim. So usually the cloud of the Mechaber is tam yesh oimim, halacha gistam. Now I came across it a couple times already, last month. We saw it's not that poshut. We came across in Simon Tzadik Vav. Over there was the case of Harif. Did it make it into Ben Yoyma, into Ben Yoyma? We had a Stam V'yesh Oymim. And there was Machlokes of Neis Svard. What does it mean, Stam V'yesh Oymim? Does it mean like Rav Yosef understood that Halachas Gestam, even when Malkum Hesen Mu'ot, Stam is Halachas Gestam? Or did it go like the Zifchei Tzedek and the Ben Ishchai? No. My Sibur Tam V'yesh Oymim. And Rav Halachas Gestam, Elvi Yat B'choshi for the Yesh Oymim unless they have some Ruvah. Same machlokes we had in the Mechaber by Chametzos and Chamkulo, it's in the Tzadik Dalet, Yishtam V'yesh Oymim. Machlokes again over there, Bnei Svad. So the halacha is that we can be makel like the Stam even if we have some Mu'ot, Vadi Yosef. Or like the Menach Chai said, no, it can only be makel by a case of Hefzid Mu'ubo. Over here also, we have also similar machlokes. Come on, Mechaber, we have a Stam V'yesh Oymim. Now everyone read the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is very clear. He writes, only Mokm Hefzid can be makel. Here the Maisi wrote, Stam V'yesh Oymim, what exactly happened? Says the Prim, Gonim Baas, he says, you know what? The Mechaber was Chayzer. Mechaber was Chayzer, and Beis Yosef said, only Mok Mehefzin Mubo. Over here the Maisi Stam V'yesh Oymim, Aloch Kestam. Even by Hefzin Mu'at, the Prim, Gonim holds, you can't be Mekel, a fee the Mechaber, we didn't get to Amol yet, fee the Mechaber, Avadi, can't be Mekel. That's Maisi Avadi Yosef also right now, Sarai Paskins, that he got on the Shulchan Gvoyah, but Oy, they say, what's he said, the Mechaber, Stam V'yesh Oymim, Aloch Kestam, even by Hefzin Mu'at, and he's Chayzer, what do you want on Beis Yosef? I tell the Sheni with the Aruch HaShulchan, and Kafa Chaim seems to go this way. The circle of the Beis Yosef says, Hefzim Rubo. Therefore, his klal is that your loch is, you can only be make like this time. Only Mokm Hefzim Rubo. And forget, the Kafa Chaim will lose and stand. This is the right, his Malach. You have to always be Choshish for the Yesh Oisim, or the Yesh Oimim. Let's Mokm Hefzim Rubo. So again, Pshad and Mechavel, Meister, it's Machloikis. He says, Tam Yesh Oimim. Yesh Oymim and Dafka have some Ruba, or sometimes even have some Mu'at. Fine. Maisa Lalocha, those of Paschim have some Mu'at, you can't be Mekel, Shulchan Gvoya, Vadi Yosef. Those of Paschim have some Ruba, you can't be Mekel, that's going to be the Ramah, the Shach, the Benish Chai. And those of even Machla, even have some Ruba, the Yamshu Shloim on the Bach. Fine. But if Kitzer, the other way, the Mechabestam, Yesh Oymim, Lachim Kestam, Choykis have some Ruba, have some Mu'at. And the other Ramah, the place can be Ikka, like, the Lalocha is, have some Ruba, have some Ruba. Now there really is a shaila. I'm not coming along and saying make a Hefzim Ruba. L'chur, if you read the Ramah slowly and well, l'chur there seems to be a stira in the Ramah itself. Most of them saying that what's a locha? If you get to a docha rishayno, makom hefsibu we can be mekel. Now, what does it mean makom hefsibu we can be mekel? The more rights in like tomato is chattis. That means that's ikra din. That means that's ikra din. That means he's paskaling. The ik is what? The ik is lerachik. The tamis is lerachik. That seems to be the reason. Next line, the Rambam goes on later. Let's say you not only do adach muet before malicha muta b'di'evet. Now in the shishim and chaticha against the dam shalav is also going to be muter. Now what is the first pshat? The Rambam says we do adach muet before malicha. What does it mean before malicha? What does those words mean? Does it mean you have to do a malicha shenis? Well, no. Before malicha it's muter b'di'evet even add another malicha. The Maisa, how the Taz and Shach, they're very clear and they understand that when it says you can do Adacha, when you do Adacha more than Mutter B'Yavet, means even without Adacha Shainis. It's Mutter without anything. Why? Maisa, it's Mutter. They write, because Semech upon the Sheetas, Maisa, why? They go, Semech upon the Sheetas, the Ikatam is the Dam that's inside. Dam, I'm sorry, Ikat Sheetas, Dam Shib'en, the Dam that's on top of it. That's Ikat Sheetas. So here, it's a kasha. Fekir Kiveger and others, like a steer of Chor. What does the Batsim hold like? What's the Ike Alocha? Is Alocha the same Mok Mehefsi Ruba can make and be Samach upon the Jesus of the Mirachik, make it soft, like the Mos says, Hefsi Ruba can make by Docha Shainas? Or no, the Meister Mos says that when you are Docha Mort, the Meister can make it, Samach upon the Sheetas, that what? That Dam Ben is the Ike. Dam Ben is the Ike. So, Mekivega has a mahalach that Betzem, you need a dachum lichoshenis. He says by the case of a dachumot, you need a dachum lichoshenis. Fine, the Maestro Kash is, Pim Gorim brings down for Tarz Chattis, says that you look at Tarz Chattis, Samuk and Ekashita of Dam Be'en. So, shout out how exactly to answer. What's going on over here? I'm Kivega, his mahalach. We'll go how, I think, three other ways to answer the Shiloh. Again, we have a series of more. And Betzim sees them all. They're more Betzim saying you have to move on. Some upon the shita, I mean, rachek it. We have one, and then next one they're more. They're more says if you adach muot, you have shishim and ma'isi can be mekum. Who? What is that? That the ikar shita is that misad dam be'en. So one malach of Bushet Shrad says is that the ikar is like the smack dam be'en. That he said mekum adachol, mekum b'mokum diavet. How he says ma'isi says have to move on. By the case of Dachum Lichoshenis. Why? Because it was Samech and Echidim by Hefse Mubo. Maiso, Nehmaloch, is a little bit shver, Posh is a little bit shver, because Kasha, the Reseifim, and others, yes, Maiso, the Ramon, like Tom writes, but Hefse Mubo, that's Mekadin. Can you tell me Ikadin is Dam Sha'olov? And he's saying only with Hefse Mubo, with Samech and Echidim. Maiso, the Ramon, self writes in like Tomo, and the person who says the Klal Ramon is, that means it's Mekadin. So, the second Mahalach of Pim Gondam, the first time in Mahalach, he decides that he wants to make it like an in-between. He wants to say the Ikka is the Mordechai. The Ikka is the Mordechai. What's the side of the Mordechai? The Mordechai says if you do Malicha, the problem is the Dam on top. Dam that's on top of it is the Bayah. And therefore, one part of the Dam that's inside. How he divides up the Ramah into two halves. He says what? The Ramah says what happens to the Adach Mord, the Loch is Mord to the Yavid. And also you do shishim, also the shishim versus dam shalav is also mutter b'di'evet. One thing, it really depends. On the first case, when it's talking about dach mut, it's kodim shemolchai. The maiso, in that case, you put dam on top of it, and you didn't do any adacha. So the maiso, you want to say, in that case, you did adacha shenis. You did do adacha shenis. Sorry, I take that back. Back up. So the Pim Gondam does say like this. Really, the Iker is again like Mordechai. That's what it's had Dam Shaban. And when you have a Dachamu Etes, but you have two reasons to make it. Why? Yeah, first of all, you have the Mordechai. And why? You also have the Smack. then the Mulcha is Dam Ben, and Mitzvah Smak is Dam Ben. However, when you're with the Aradacho, the Reish Ma'amah says only we have Simubah, because then you only have the Mordechai. Therefore, you don't have Simubah. So when you only have the Mordechai, have Simubah. When you have Mordechai and plus, like Aradacho Mu'etes, you have the Mordechai and the Smak, then the Halacha is going to be also be Mordechai, even out of Simubah, even by Hefzit. However, in the case of Shishim, Maisa, why is it good for Dam Shalom? Maisa, probably the Dam inside. Come along the Prim Gadol Matzei when the Shishim talking about the Aradacho Shainis, the Aradacho the second time. Once you the Adach the second time, you have the Mordechai, but Oidi also have the Ram. Also have the Ram. So come down, he wants to divide the second half of the Ma, two sections. He wants to say Adach Mu'etes, talking about we did not do a Malicha. And therefore, it's Mutter of Machem B'dievet, because you have a Tzir from Mordechai with the Smack. And he wants to say the second half of the Ma, when it says, who didn't Ma'ir Shishim, talking about when you did, when you had Shishim, and you did Adach Malicha Shainis. And you have a Tzir from the Mordechai with the Ram. Chiddush also means divide the month to half. First half of the month, when you did not do a dachos shenis, mlicha shenis, and the second half of the month, when you did a dachos mlicha shenis. So to kiveg and mavush the meisa, how the work divide the two in half. What happens afterwards? The lavush esrad. The kiveg and mavush esrad take two upturns. The kiveg end up saying that the amal is going in both cases dachos mlicha shenis. Lavush esrad says both cases going not a dachos mlicha shenis. Meisa luchu the ikem af the ikuay the sani amal. And the way how the Chokhmah Sodom, and the Bina Sodom, and some Klal HaChazayim, the way the Aruch HaShulchan understand, that the Ikka is not like the Smak, Tam Shalom like the Lubus HaShad. The Ikka is not like the Mordechai, like the Prim Gonim. The Ikka is the Rosh. The Rosh, with the Mahalach, that the Dam would come out, to the Dam Plito. Meaning, the Rosh said what happened, that there is the Dam on top is going to go out. So rather, the Ikka is the Rosh. The Rosh, the Bayat go in and out. However, what's going to go in and out, we'll have a getter of not considered, this dam goes in and out, is it considered a dam pleated, not considered a dam ben. The dam that's on top is going to be a dam pleated, not a dam ben. Therefore, after Dachem Licha Shainas, Dikir and Maisa is the Rosh. The Rosh will come out a second time, because we're going to have some Merubah. Also, when it's you have Shishim, or the Dachem Mu'et, the Dam Sh'olav, again, also, you can make all with these things in Mokum Hefzit. Not come. So again, we just went through the six different timim, the nachmini between the timim, and the shadow, what the ikkar aloha we pass. The Mechaber says the ikkar is tam yishayim aloha kastam, yesh v'yesh, I understand that, I mean, have to move, have to move it. And the Ramah, the mice is the shadow, what it means, the steers among the Ramah, some say it means the smack, some say it means the rosh, some means the Mordechai, yesh v'yesh. Fine, we're going weiter, going tomorrow, just start the in the skimmel, also. After doing a dacha of doing shiv shiv.